hello, iHeartRadio family and other network families, and let's welcome the USO Radio Network. This is CA, your Christian on-air personality on the iHeartRadio Network. Welcome to the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show on a Sunday morn. That's right, Sunday morn or Sunday morning. Good morning, everybody. Hope you're doing well. I want to give you my studio 1-800 number. It's for prayer. If you have any prayer requests, questions, or comments, it's 1-800-978-9735. Again, 1-800-978-9735. I hope you guys are enjoying your Labor Day break. And if you are heading to church, or watching your church online, we're praying for your safety as well. Okay, well, let's start off and let's kick it off because I have a great song going to start off here in a little bit. But I want to talk to you about God's perfect plan. You know, God has a perfect plan for you, me, and everybody. And, God's perfect plan, if you go to the book of Romans, chapter 12 and verse number 2, Scripture reminds us, be transformed that you may prove what is that perfect will of God. You know, friends, the Bible reveals that God has a plan for every life, and that if we live in constant fellowship with Him, He will direct us and lead us into fulfillment of this plan. Keep in mind that God does not reveal His plan through fortune tellers, astrologers, or soulsayers, or even workers of hocus pocus. But His perfect will is reserved for those who have trusted Christ through salvation. You see, friends, He shares His secrets only with those who are redeemed and transformed and who humbly seek His will for their lives. You cannot know the will of God for your life unless you first come to the cross and confess that you are a sinner and receive Christ Jesus as your Lord and Savior. You know, once you do come to Him, you can begin a whole new life and live a life not just for yourself, but for Christ. From that moment on, God wants to show you His will. Follow His will, friends. Whatever decision you face today, commit them to God and ask Him to guide you also through His will. And you know what? Right now, you may be going through some kind of battle. Right now, your battles are pretty tough right now. We're all going through battles in our life. But you know what? Michael W. Smith reminds us, surround our battles. Sunday morn praise. Good morning.
The word says, for the spirit of heaviness, put on the garment of praise. That's how we fight our battles. This is how I fight my battles. This is how I fight my battles. This is how I fight my battles. What we're doing tonight. This is how I fight my battles. Just when you think you're lost. It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. Hey. It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. It may look like I'm surrounded.
Good morning, Sunday Morning Praise, exclusively on the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show, syndicated on iHeartRadio. Hello, everybody in iHeartRadio land. This is CA, your Christian on-air personality. Good morning. Get your cup of coffee ready. Get you exercising ready. It's going to be a great day, a refreshed day. Plus, you get an extra day if a lot of you guys are off for Labor Day. We put our labor in, haven't we? So we got to get ready for that, don't we? We got some more great Christian music lined up along with another Bible devotion here in a little while. My friend Toby Mack reminds us, have you thought about it? Has love broke through for you yet? Well, if it hasn't, Toby's going to remind you. T-Mack reminds us, my friend Toby Mack, love broke through.
Thank you.
Amen. Sunday morning praise on the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show, syndicated on iHeartRadio. Again, my prayer line number for ministry, prayer requests, questions, comments, suggestions. You don't necessarily even have to phone me unless you want to hear my voice. Or you can text me, 1-800-978-9735. Guys, put this in your contacts for prayer requests. I mean, you never know. I'm a brother in Christ. I'm a Christian guy, as most of y'all well know. I've been in seminary school. I'm a seminary student that knows a lot of biblical things. We may not know everything about the Bible, but we know a lot of things. Anyway, as much as God gives us. So give me a call. Send me a text. Brother CA, will you please pray for me about this situation? One more time, plug it in contacts. 1-800-978-9735, 1-800-978-9735. Now, I got one more Bible devotion, and then I got a special song I want to play. We wait upon the Lord. Scripture reminds us in the book of Isaiah, chapter 40 and verse 31. But those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. Thou shalt mount with the wings like eagles. Oh, I love eagles, don't you guys? Nowhere does the Bible teach that Christians are exempt from tribulation and natural disaster. Nowhere, friends. We live in a world that is infected with disease of sin, and we share its misery and pain. But the Bible does teach us that we can face trials with a power others do not have, the power of God. As we trust Him, God helps us endure and even discerns His purpose in the midst of sufferings. Christina Tasha, the Christian daughter of former governor in China at one point, had wrote, "Throughout my years of my illness," she was 53, "I never dared to ask God why He allowed me to suffer so long. I only asked what He wants me to do." See, the eagle has the unique ability to lock its joints and soar effortlessly on an updraft instead of flapping its wings. Did you know that? If you don't, you know now, and you can also YouTube that. As we wait on the Lord, He helps us use those wings of adversity to soar our problems, as the Bible says. Those who wait on the Lord shall mount like eagles, like the wings of the eagles. So there you go. It's our Bible devotions, not back to back. We have two of them and that we've done today for you guys. Okay, still coffeeed up. This is a special song by a special request. I have talked to a lot of people. You just let Jesus have the wheel. This is a Carrie Underwood song that a lot of people ask me, CA, will you please play this on Sunday Morning Praise? Guess what? I'm going to honor that wish. Now, you can also email me real quick, morningsbrew@gmail.com, morningsbrew@gmail.com. Follow me on Twitter. Follow me on Facebook, okay? The Morning Brew Christian Podcast. Carrie Underwood, Kick It Away, Jesus, Take the Wheel. Right, you are everything, our buddy Matthew West, on Sunday Morn Praise. Now, before I get ready to close out on one of my favorite songs, and one of the top number one songs all across America, that and across the other side of the world too as well, it's a Michael W. Smith song, and you guys probably know what it is, but I want to share a little bit real quickly about Matthew West. If you didn't already know, his daddy is a preacher, so when his daddy tours with Matthew West, they have Bible devotion and they pray. And of course, Matthew West prays before every one of his shows too as well. So I think that it's just so cool. He said his dad has this covenant with him as far as praying. And that is so much of an emphasis. Whatever you're going through, and you're probably like, "Hey, why are you saying that?" Well, whatever you're going through, I want you to listen to my series of revelations. Now, I have been challenged on some of the book of Revelation, because Satan likes to either disrupt my throat or my voice, but we're getting through this. Believe it or not, this week, this upcoming week, I want to go through the next three chapters, Revelations 9, 10, and 11. We may hit 12, I don't know. We're going to at least try to go for three. So Revelations 9, 10, and 11, we're going to go through that. So stay tuned. I don't know what days I'm going to be doing that on, just stay tuned. Like me on my Facebook page, the Morning Brew Christian Podcast, or you can stay updated that way, or if you even want to do something else better, Follow me on iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, all the mananas, USR Radio Network. Y'all know where we're at too as well. But we'll keep you posted. I sometimes try to do videos or monologues when I can. Okay. Now, when I was talking about whatever you're going through in life, did you know we got a way maker? Michael W. Smith reminds us. Enjoy the song over a cup of coffee before you get ready for church, friends. Sunday morning praise. Good Sunday morning. Michael, kick it off with Vanessa. Right, and that is who he is. And before I lead off in a prayer, I got to kind of sing part of that. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are. Even when I don't see that you're working, even when I don't see that you're working, you never stop. You never stop working. You never stop. You never stop working. So when you're down and out, remember that. You never stop, God. You never stop working. You're working behind the scenes, even when we're asleep at night or whatever your schedule may be. He's not done. He's working behind the scenes, friends. Remember that. If there's anything I can ever do, please don't hesitate. Call me up here at Faith Studio One. I'm always reachable, or my ministry team, someone will definitely get back to you as promptly as possible. Or if you want to send a text, we can do that by texting too. All across. Now, let me tell you, this 1-800 number is if you're in the continental U.S. or Canada. If you're overseas, you can call me, but I won't be able to call you guys back. You can text me, but I won't be able to text you back. We get some military personnel. Sometimes they'll text me, but I'm unable to do that. Let me tell you, if you can do via email, it would be better over there, guys. It's morningsbrew@gmail.com, morningsbrew@gmail.com. Okay, I'm ready to call it off on a Sunday morning. Y'all enjoy yourself at church. Have a great service. Social distance, wear your mask, that you know the rap. And please, 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 let's start reminding ourselves we got a flu shot we need to get. And I'm getting mine actually next week, in fact. So be sure to get your flu shot. And let's just continue to pray that they don't rush a vaccine, but they get a vaccine. But keep in mind, not bringing any political stuff into it. It's all in God's timing. So it's one thing about me, I got to tell you, on the air, I don't talk about the Republicans. I don't talk about the Democrats. I don't talk politics. Because regardless, this is God's world at the end. A lot of people don't think that, but it is. If you really do some thinking about it. It's God's world. And he has us planted here. He put a seed in the earth and he planted us. Started off with Adam and Eve and then it dominoed all the way. So God's world, God's way. That's the way it's always going to be. Satan, you know, he'll have his little game time on everything. But God still got it. It's his world. He's lost. He already lost. You can't win. You can't outbeat God. He's too wise and God's too smart. And he's our Father God. And he loves you and he loves me. He loves the whole entire world. Remember that. All right, let's lead off in a prayer before I keep rambling on a Sunday morning. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you so much for all you do. Father God, I just pray you be with us. We're refreshed. We have a great Labor Day. Have time with our friends and our family. And we thank you for all you do. Keep us safe. Infections continue to go down, we pray. And we pray for a vaccine. We give it all to you. Lift us up, we pray. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. Well, I'm getting ready to saddle up. I'm getting ready to turn off the lights here at Faith Studio One in beautiful Fort Worth, Texas. My name is CA. I am your Christian on-air personality on the iHeartRadio Network. One more thing. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for keeping me rated number one Morning Brew Christian podcast. Thank you. They got a hold of me and they wanted to tell me thank you for the lessons on the revelations. Listen, guys, I'm not after numbers, but listen. If you got saved, email me through my messages that God had spoke to me to speak to you guys about, even if it's the Bible prophecy. Anything that reached you and you got saved, please, I'd like to just know, okay? Because I get people, they tell me, hey, your message touched me, or hey, I got saved. I'm not after looking for numbers. I'm not into these numbers. I'm just wanting to do God's will. I am the ambassador. I am one of many ambassadors, and you guys are too. For Christ, we're all in this together. The family of God, okay? All right. Remember, the sun does rise on the other side. I want you to enjoy life. L-I-F-E, explanation dot. I'll catch you later this week. Bye for now.